وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the program for humanity. We are looking at human rights from the Quran, and to be more precise, through the traits that I and you need to have in order to be peaceful people. A trait that if I and you have, then we will maintain and keep human rights. These verses, when you read them at first, at face value, they might not give you much information unless you contemplate and think about them. One of these verses is chapter 16, verse 90. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيْتَاءِ ذُو الْقُرْبَى وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَالْبَغِي يَعِظَكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. Now, this is one of the most powerful verses in the Quran because it includes so much values, so much commands that if applied by us, then we should have a peaceful society. So Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ. Allah orders and commands that people be just. وَالْإِحْسَانِ, and being good. Now, we spoke about justice before. Now I want to speak about إِحْسَانِ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states that justice and good conduct and being generous towards other people, which Allah begins by dhul qurba, relatives, and He prohibits more immorality and bad conduct and oppression. And then He says, and this is a reminder for those who think and contemplate. The verse highlights the importance of justice, good conduct. Now, justice and good conduct, they kind of go hand in hand. That's why Allah mentioned them together. And even though sometimes justice overweighs ihsan, being good, because sometimes I need to enforce justice whether people like it or not. So this verse emphasizes that these virtues are integrated part of Islamic, or at least in the Islamic system or the Islamic faith. At the same time, it highlights the importance of avoiding immoral and oppressive behavior, which can lead to harm and injustice in society. Now, this verse itself, when it talks about ihsan, it says ihsan is a fundamental pillar in Islam. Fundamental in the way that it promotes peace in society. You have to be kind. You have to be well-mannered. You have to conduct yourself in a way where you do not harm other people. This is what ihsan means. Ihsan means just, it's not about you being good, just good, but good needs to manifest itself through your conduct, through the way you act with people. So it emphasizes on that fact by promoting this sense of ihsan in people that you and I need to do. So Allah says, Allah commands you to be good. It's not even a matter of choice. It's something that Allah wants from me and you. Now, let us take a short break and then we come back.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. So the verse 90 of chapter 16, it has strong implications for human rights. The verse commands believers, it commands them, not give them a choice. It's a command from Allah Almighty to act justly and treat others with kindness and generosity. Being good, this is the concept of Ihsan, which are important values for the promotion and protection of human rights, because these are the values required to maintain human rights, justice and being good, treating others with kindness. Like we said, justice is a fundamental right and a value in Islam, and is essential for upholding human rights. Good conduct, ihsan, on the other hand, which includes treating others with respect and compassion, is also essential for promoting human rights. The command to be generous to relatives, which is the third command in this ayah, also highlights the importance of family relationships and the protection of family rights. So you can see this whole verse, if we have to speak about it piece by piece, word by word, we will be here for a long time. So you can see how heavy and important this verse is if we want to apply it to society. We can use this as a golden rule into dealing with human beings on earth and dealing with one another, whether we are in a community or a society or a country. It acts as a pillar for everything that is good. So this ayah, even though it might be short in itself, rather the meanings of it are too much to even comprehend. And Allah says that you might, think, that you might remember, that you might understand, that you might contemplate. لَعَلَّهُمْ, Allah says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. Like, try to revise, try to learn, try to think about these values and see how important that is in this world, in this world. And on the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Allah prohibits immorality and bad conduct, as well as the condemnation and oppression of other people, which are the opposite of justice and ihsan. And from here we can understand the importance of struggling in trying to keep justice and ihsan. And also it is important to safeguard human beings from being harmed. So this is a duty upon me and upon you. So it highlights the importance of safeguarding human dignity and protecting individuals from harm and injustice. These values are essential for promoting human rights and ensuring that all the individuals are treated with respect and dignity. So you can see that it is one verse, but the meanings of it are too much. Therefore, this verse acts as a reminder that the values of justice, good conduct, and kindness towards others are integral to the Islamic faith and also essential for the promotion and protection of human rights. Inshallah, we will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد محمد وآله.